Race Riot by Forrest Hamer. We, the undersigned citizens of the city of Wilmington and county of New Hanover, do hereby declare that we will no longer be ruled and will never again be ruled by men of African origin. White Declaration of Independence, 1898. If it will save one white woman, I say lynch 1,000 black men. Rebecca Latimer Felton, Woman on the Farm, 1897 speech. Race Riot. If the Wilmington coup of 1898 was even mentioned, if the Wilmington massacre of 1898 was even mentioned, how would the massacred name it? If the campaign for white supremacy leading up to the 1898 elections was even mentioned in the junior year class on the history of North Carolina, the events were described as another eruption of Negro dissatisfaction, which once expressed, quieted. But in the story of the campaign for white supremacy, the Negro had become unruly, needed instead to be ruled once more out. Negro rule ousted into the swampy fantastic as fear, as specter, as a promise. The phantasm of Negro rule was what the high school textbook never acknowledged had rallied the Wilmington race war of 1898. The riot planned and instigated, orderly disorder, the wrong the Redeemer sought to riot up, right justifying anything, even murder. The declaration to choke the Cape Fear River with the carcasses of whatever the Negro populating their fantasies was. Threatening and promising domination, threatening revenge, promising a North Carolina governed by the many, not the few. 1,000 black rapists, each vote 1,000 more, haunted the campaign the Redeemers rallied to wage. They claimed the fight to protect their honor. For if this time they didn't prevail, who could imagine what they would be subject to?